Now, I'm a missionary, and I've been around the world, and all kinds of evils and all kinds of spiritualism and isms and all kinds of devil worship and everything could be thought of, is everything. And I've always found that right always conquers wrong. Listen, I don't care how dark the night is. It might be so dark to you could feel it. You could put your hands up like this and couldn't see a shadow of no type. The least little bit of light will expose that darkness.
Amen.
Certainly. That's the way life does in the presence of death. That's the way right does in the presence of wrong. That's the way faith does in the presence of doubt.
Amen.
It scatters it away. How can this night stay here when the sun shines through? Blessings to you. Where does the night go to? It's no more. What happened to the night? Where is that darkness in this tabernacle about 12 hours ago? Where is that darkness that was congealed inside of these walls here? It is no more. It vanished. Wow! Light came in. And when light came in, darkness had to go.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You take the creatures that roam at night. Roaches and beetles and bugs and things. Let the sun rise or let a light flash on. Watch how they take for darkness.
Amen.
That's the way the gospel is. When it flashes on, what happens to those who wants to call you holy ruler? What happens to those people who make fun of you? When a light flashes on, they shoot for darkness as hard as they can go.
Amen.
Because they are the children of the night. But the children of the day walk in the light.
Amen.
We are the children of the light by the grace of God. So when the light splashed on, we thank God and walk with our eyes open, looking at things that you can't see with your natural eye.
Amen.
For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.